brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, October the 6th, 2013. Let's return to the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 15. Remembering that we are talking to the justice of the people. We are the people who are supposed to become justice of the people. We are the Laodicea. But even though this is who we are, even though this is the mission that was given to us by the Most High, something has happened to us. So Yahushua, Jesus, is looking at us. But do not think of the flesh and blood man looking at us. Think of what the word Yahushua means. Yahushua is health, wealth, and prosperity. These principles, these characteristics of the universe that have been denied the masses of the poor, working class, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth. Yahushua means we must stand up for health, wealth, and prosperity for all. How? How do we accomplish this task of health, wealth, and prosperity for all? Through deliverance. We must organize together to deliver the poor working class masses of people from the condition that has been hoisted upon our shoulders by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, implementing a system of privatized and parasitic capitalism. Nothing wrong with capitalism in and of itself, the generating of wealth, but when it only goes to the few, oligarchy, and when it only goes to the wealthy, plutocrats. So we live under a plutocracy ruled by the wealthy, oligarchy, ruled by the few. That's privatized and parasitic capitalism. The parasitic has to do with the fact that the wealthy ruling class and ruling families suck our spirit, our energy, our soul, our skills, our characteristics and attributes in order that they may live by having access to all the land, wealth, and resources for their benefit to our detriment. Liberty, liberation. This is what Yahushua means. These are the definitions of the word Yahushua and vengeance. Vengeance, because the Most High wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and ruling families for constructing a wicked system of capitalism, privatized and parasitic. So we are in this earth realm to fulfill the original covenant that we made in our pre-physical incarnate existence. We existed before we were incarnated physically, and in that reality, having full and complete knowledge of the Most High, Jeremiah 1 and 5, the Most High knew us before consummation, before we were formed in the bellies of our mothers. This means that, and the word know means that the Most High and us had interrelationship with each other. We are the Christ spirit, each and every one of us. And in that day and time before our physical incarnation, we covenanted with the Most High that we would stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. But we got here, and the system has reformed us, and the system has reshaped us. So these principles of health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, and deliverance, these principles that we must access as poor working class masses of people, these principles are looking at us. The principle of vengeance, that if we go against existing and living and create a system of death, remember that lesson in Genesis, chapter 11. Remember that lesson. If we go against the Most High and against that which is for the benefit of the people, then we incur the wrath of the Most High on our heads and we suffer the vengeance of the Most High. So we warn the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and we warn ourselves as well. So these principles are looking at us. They know us, these principles. They know our works. They know that we have supported this system. They know these works, Yahushua, the principles of Yahushua, the definitions of Yahushua, the attributes, characteristics, know that we have bought into separation between Christian and Muslim and Hindu and Buddhist and Zoroaster, and that we have supported the system and the destruction of sisters and brothers all over the earth because they have a different faith, a different ethnicity, a different religion, a different look, a different color, a different citizenship, meaning from another nation or region. And so Yahushua is looking at this now, and Yahushua is saying, verse 15, chapter 3, Revelation, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot, cold, nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. Let's hit that, those two words, thou art, is pronounced A, 1488, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, you are, thou art neither, 3777, uti, neither and not. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Thou art neither cold, 5593, sucrose, cold, cool water, sluggish, inert. And let me hit that word inert and see what is the definition of inert. Lacking the ability or strength to move. So he says, I would that ye were cold or hot. Cold is one destitute of warm Christian faith and the desire for holiness. This condition of the mind. So if you have true Christian faith, you are a revolutionary. If you are a true Christian, if we are a true Christian, we tithe our income not to the church for the church to use the tithing of the income just for the church, but that church is supposed to be an advocate for the oppressed masses of the people and use the services of the members of that church that all of us may serve the oppressed masses of the proletariat, poor working class peoples of the earth. Tithing of the income, the word income, tithe is tenth. And the word income is not just your money. The word income is not just your crops. But the word income means wisdom also. Wisdom from your mind, wisdom and lips, and words from the lips of your mouth. So all of our very being is supposed to be used to advocate on behalf of the poor working class masses of people because we have warm Christian faith. We want to see Christ deliver the poor working class masses of the people, and we desire holiness. Holiness means righteousness and truth and justice. We cannot live any longer on this earth and tolerate injustice. Tolerate warfare, tolerate bloodshed, tolerate death, hell, and destruction and division amongst the human family, poor working class masses of people. We cannot tolerate the wealthy, wicked, ruling class exercising control over the minds of the people. So we, with this holy word, with this holy creation, with this holy and righteous universe, we go after the minds of the people to disconnect the minds of the people from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So this condition of being cold is the exact and complete opposite of being hot. Let's go to hot. Because Yahushua says, I would that you were cold or hot. And that word cold also had to do with being sluggish and immovable. Can't move. So it's interesting. So he says, be cold or hot. Let's see that word hot. 2200, zestos. I think this is where you get the word zest. When you have zest, you have flavor, you have fervor. All right, zestos, 2200, Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means boiling hot. Metaphorically, fervor of mind and zeal. Let's see that word fervor. Don't you just love to know the definitions of words so that we may understand the scripture that we read? It means, fervor means intense and passionate feeling. And they use zeal here as well. And let me hit that word zeal right quick. Zeal is defined as great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. The cause is to deliver and liberate the poor and working class masses of the people of the earth from the death grips of the wicked ruling class and ruling families by uplifting the poor working class masses of people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, no matter the ethnicity, no matter the religious philosophy, no matter the political philosophy adhered to by the masses of the poor working class sisters and brothers of the earth. Connect the people to the power of the Most High in the universe, which is a reflection of the power of the Most High within ourselves, as we are many universes, M-I-N-I, compared to the macro universe. Micro universe is a mini small universe. And the macro universe is the great, big, expansive outside universe that is a reflection of each and every one of us. We must reconnect with ourselves, reconnect with the Most High, reconnect with the covenant that we made as Christ spirit soul energies, that we would come into the earth realm and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. So we must either be hot or cold. Jesus, Yahushua, is saying, you are neither hot nor cold. I would that ye were hot or cold or hot. And were is to be, exist, happen, be present. He wants us to either be cold or hot, but don't be indifferent. He says in verse 16, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Let's see this word, because. That, because, and since. So since you are lukewarm. The word lukewarm is 5513. Lukewarm. Kleros. 5513, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means tepid. Lukewarm. Metaphorically, the soul, the condition of the soul, wretchedly fluctuating between a torpor and a fervor love. This is some deep stuff. Let's see this word tepid. Tepid. The word tepid is defined as slightly warm, showing little enthusiasm. You see, this Yahushua, we really don't know Yahushua. Yahushua is an African scientist who has studied African Hebrew, African Ethiopian, African Nubian, African Dogon, African Kemet, Egyptian, African Twa, knowledge, wisdom, culture, understanding, overstanding, and is analyzing life and showing different facets of teachings from the overall teaching of life. Yahushua is using psychology. Yahushua is a doctor that is examining the mind and the psyche of we who claim religion, of we who claim to be a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Zoroaster or a Rastafari, no matter what we claim. Are we hot or cold as it concerns freedom, justice, and equality, or are we just tepid, lukewarm, lacking passion, showing little enthusiasm? The word lukewarm is defined in the English as moderately warm, tepid, like liquid or food that should be hot. Have you ever had food or drink that is supposed to be kind of piping hot? You had coffee, it was cold, and you wanted some coffee, and you wanted some warm or hot coffee, but it had set a little too long, got a little tepid, got a little lukewarm, got a little moderately warm. So you put it back in the microwave or you put it back on the stove so you can warm up that coffee to be hot, because you needed something to warm your body, because it's the dead of winter, 10 degrees, 20 degrees, 30 degrees, 50 degrees, and you were looking forward to this warm, hot coffee. Or maybe you were eating soup and the soup was supposed to be piping hot, and maybe you put pepper, black pepper, in the soup, fresh ground black pepper, but the soup is cold, so you had to put it back on the stove to reheat that soup so it could warm your body and it tastes good, warm, hot, because it's supposed to be hot. Well, this condition of being lukewarm is that same type of condition. If you hate Christianity, or you hate religion, or you hate the people, then you are cold to the people, have no feeling to the people. But if you are a true Christian, a true Muslim, a true Jew, a true Hebrew, a true Buddhist, a true Zoroaster, a true Rastafari, you are hot, you're in love with the people, and you don't want to see the people suffer injustice, disrespect, denigration, dissipation of spirit, mind, body, and soul. So this condition of lukewarm, it's a nasty, terrible condition. It's like food that should be hot, but it's tepid and lukewarm. Metaphorically, the condition of the soul wretchedly fluctuating between a torpor and a fervor love. So the soul, and the soul has to do with energy, has to do with animation, has to do with that energy from the Most High that is the Christ spirit and soul that animates the physical body, and the spirit soul of the Most High, Ruaka Kadosh, the spirit of the Most High, Mother Holy Spirit, animating every facet of the universe, is alive. Look at protons and neutrons, atoms and molecules. So anything that we think is inanimate, if we were to view that inanimate object that we say is inanimate on a molecular level, we would see that even the inanimated object is really animated. And the African understood this truth, because the African, and Yahushua is an African, He studied science, studied the molecular science of atoms, and everything in the universe is alive on the molecular level. So Yahushua is looking at us and saying, why are you tepid? Why are you lukewarm? Be alive. The soul, wretchedly. Let's see this word, wretchedly. Wretchedly is defined as deplorable state of distress or misfortune, miserable. Because we are supposed to stand up for freedom. I am the happiest when I can do something, say something, write a check, speak words, advocate for the oppressed, preach this word and speak this word to sisters and brothers and stand for the oppressed masses of the people. This gives me so much joy. And this is not said to hold myself up, but I want us to know that we are miserable because we refuse to obey the universe. We refuse to obey the covenant that we made with the Most High in our pre-incarnate reality. This is why the churches are miserable. This is why the churches, as their pastors would say, are cursed with a curse. Because we're supposed to tithe our income to the fatherless, to the widows, to the disinherited, the disenfranchised, those who have been robbed of land, wealth, and resources, knowledge and wisdom and understanding. It's our mission, our duty to tithe our income to the oppressed masses of the people. And income doesn't just mean your money. It does mean that, but not only, not just your crops, but also wisdom. This means we have to study politics, study civilization, study history, study science, study all of this so that we can have wisdom to deliver the oppressed masses of the people. Words of the lips from your mouth. We should be speaking night and day, writing, emailing, speaking night and day on behalf of the oppressed. And since we do not, then we're wretched. Our soul is wretched because it is what? Fluctuating. Fluctuating is defined as rising and falling irregularly in number or amount. So we're just irregular. Maybe we're for the poor, then we're not for the poor. Maybe we're for the oppressed, then we're not for the oppressed. Oh, I love the people, I don't love the people. I care, I don't care. Ah, and it says the soul wretchedly fluctuating between a torpor and a fervor love. Torpor is defined as state of physical or mental inactivity, meaning doing nothing, saying nothing. The oppressed masses dying every day, and we have nothing to say about that in our churches, in our mosques, temples, and cathedrals, and synagogues. We go about our daily lives and give no care for the oppressed masses, and that same condition is biting us and destroying us. Government shutdown. Democrat and Republican passing budgets that destroy the masses of the people, programs that the people need, and we act like we don't even care because our soul is wretchedly fluctuating between a torpor, inactivity, and a fervor love. So we're in between. We don't hate, we're not cold and we're not hot. That means we're inactive. We are apathetic. We have antipathy. We don't sympathize. We're apathetic. We're just in the middle. We have antipathy. Don't have sympathy, but we have antipathy. We're just in the middle. Just doing nothing about the condition of the people. We go to church, mosque, cathedral, synagogue. We go to this political organization, Democrats, Republicans. But what are we really doing for the masses of the people? See, Jesus says, since we are in this condition of being tepid and lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, he says, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will. 3195. Melo. Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To be on the point of doing or suffering something. To intend. To have in mind. To think to. To be about. So Yahushua is thinking about spitting us out. You see, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. We are the body of Christ. The purpose of Christ is to deliver the oppressed masses of the people. We are supposed to be in Christ, consumed by Christ, consuming Christ. We're the body connected to Christ as the head. But if we do not fulfill our purpose, what's the point of being a Christian? What's the point of being a Jew, a Hebrew, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Zoroaster, a Rastafari? What's the point of being a Democrat, a Republican, a Socialist? See, we're not leaving anyone out. What's the point of being a Voodoo, a Juju? What's the point of being any of these philosophies of the earth if we do not use these philosophies to work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality? So Yahushua says, I'm thinking about doing what, Yahushua? Spewing. Emeo. 1692. Greek side. Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Vomit. Vomit forth. Throw up. When you have something in your stomach, watch this. This is science. When you have something in your stomach that is poison, when you have something in your stomach, when we have something in our stomachs that this something is disagreeable with our physical structure. If we even eat too fast and it's not properly digested, but the point is, it's disagreeable with our physical structure scientifically. So what does the body do? The body gets rid of it before it can go down into the intestines and go through the process of being broken down to the various places of the body, that the body may scientifically use the nutrients and the proteins and whatnot and vitamins and minerals to benefit the physical structure. When the food is disagreeable to the perfect working of the physical structure, the body spits it up. Vomits it up, vomits it forth, throws it up. This is what Yahushua is thinking about doing to us. We are the people of justice, justice of the people, Laodicea. This is every one of us poor working class masses of people. And this is also the wicked ruling class and ruling families, but they chose to reject Yahushua. They chose to destroy the masses of the people, which is the attempt to destroy Yahushua. Let's take the next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.